From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.
The first time I tried to order an American sandwich, I panicked. The number of questions, back and forth, like McEnroe and Borg. This is not food, I thought. This is Wimbledon. Yes, panic. To begin with, the ingredients. Some I recognized, like onions. Others, like peppers, I called something else, capsicum. But there were things I'd never seen before, like pickles and pastrami. Now, ham I had seen, but Indian ham, from Indian pigs, which were pig-shaped, as pigs, I felt, should be. American pigs, it turned out, were soccer ball-shaped and entirely boneless. Who knew? So yes, in America, ordering a sandwich was like starring in a Broadway play. There was dialogue involved, lines to learn. The way I got around it was by inventing my own sandwich, the I'll have what he just had, which was ordered with a finger outstretched in the direction of the guy who'd just ordered. And it worked for a while, the I'll have what he just had, until, one day, the sandwich maker forgot what he had just had. By that time, though, I was savvier. I'd studied the sandwich board and figured out that there were these named sandwiches that were entirely above debate. The ingredients had been hashed out and agreed upon by a national body of sandwich standards. So I said, I'll have a hot hoagie. Now, I don't actually like hot sandwiches, and I burnt the roof of my mouth several times on several hoagies, but this was America, and that was my sandwich, the hot hoagie. Well, decades later, assimilation has happened, and today I order sandwiches with natural-born pizzazz. Can I have that sandwich in sixteenths? The tomatoes I'd like in star shapes and the lettuce cut on the bias? Actually, 5/16 of that is to go, yeah, the rest for here, with sprinkles on the top. But only the red, white, and blue sprinkles. I'm American, you see. With a perspective, this is J.D. Samant.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.